There have been a few allegations and words of alarm thrown about to the effect that the police might be biased, the police are this, the police are that, or to discredit the police service and cause some disaffection for it in the run-up to the election. We want to call on the general public, Ghanaians at home and those abroad, to disregard such allegations. There is no truth in them, and that the police are committed to ensuring a peaceful election. We are committed to providing very stringent security to ensure that the elections are carried out in a peaceful atmosphere. And because of this, a lot of things are being done. You look at personnel who have been selected for deployment on the day are being taken through orientation to give them knowledge on the kind of exercise they are going to embark upon. Apart from the orientation, we are also ensuring that we are able to aggregate all the equipment and facilities that we need to enable us to perform efficiently on the day. Then equipment like vehicles, like communication gadgets, and the British government has supported the Ghana Police Service very immensely in this direction. And as I speak, I just returned from a kind of a tour to the northern region and the Braaf regions, while other teams went to the other regions to see the readiness of other election security task forces. And they also augment their stock of equipment and let them know that the National Election Security Task Force, the national body, is behind them, and that whatever they need to provide security for the election will be made available to them. So we are not leaving any stone unturned in that direction to ensure that we give the people of Ghana the best.
Some of these accusations being leveled against the police are basically coming from some partisans or supporters of political parties. How are you trying to work closely with these political parties, not only to reassure them, but to make them participate in ensuring peaceful elections, that their supporters do not engage in acts of violence before, during, and after the election?
Yeah, as we do in every election year, we hold a lot of meetings with other stakeholders, and political parties are not exception. And as I speak, there are a lot of meetings lined up to engage some stakeholders, including the political parties, so that we can all forge a common ground and put our shoulders to a wheel to ensure that we are able to provide security for our countrymen and women. Nonetheless, some people are just bent upon pursuing their own agenda of perhaps bastardizing the Ghana Police Service. And we are not daunted. We are committed to what is our mandate, and we shall ensure, like the five other times that we have voted in the country since 1992, that we are able to provide security in a better one than the previous election, to prove everybody or those people wrong.
There were reports that the Electoral Commission would take charge of the police to administer the poll. What is the stance of the police pertaining to this statement?
No, that is not the case. I don't know which of the allegations you are making reference to, but what we know is that on the day of voting, there are certain things that before the police can take any action, they have to wait for instruction from the Electoral Commission's officer on the ground. Things like eligibility of any voter, if it is challenged, the police, once somebody points an accusing finger at another person, the police cannot just go in and arrest. It has to be referred to the electoral officer on the ground for him to also compare notes and come to the conclusion that, yes, the person is indeed disqualified, or, on the other hand, he is not disqualified. And if it is disqualified and he's coming to do something which is criminal, it is then that the police will be called in to act. But then, on the other hand, too, if somebody got to the police station and started assaulting people in the line, then, of course, it is a direct case of crime happening. You don't need the electoral officer on the ground to instruct the police officer to act. That is what we know, but that is the situation.
So how prepared will the Ghana police be before the election to ensure that peace is maintained and that prospective voters cast their ballot in peace without fear of intimidation or harassment from anybody during the election?
Yeah, we have our acts together, and we know the number of people that we are going to deploy for the election. We have given them the necessary orientation to put them in the right shape of mind and of condition. We are prepared logistically, in terms of equipment, everything we are prepared. And we are even moving a step ahead by educating the general public on some elections, electoral rules and regulations. And we are even taking on some of the work that NCC should do, or even the EC should do, or in our bid, because we are in charge of security, to ensure that we secure the election. So we are doing a lot, and we are committed to it. It is something that we will not negotiate. As far as security provision is concerned, it's not negotiable. We are going to provide the best for the people of Ghana. We only need the support of the general public, because it takes two to tango.